Wow, thank you. You are listening to the cello music of Grammy Award-winning cellist Zewel Bailey. He is here in Studio A with us. Thank you, sir, for playing that.
You're welcome.
And you walked in here about 4 minutes ago with a cello from 1693.
Did you hear the bones cracking in my fingers?
That's the first time
I played the cello today.
Well, thank you so much for being here. It's an honor. And we also have visiting an accomplished pianist, Alfredo Oyagüez Montero. Sir, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Did I get your name right?
Yes, you did. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. I did some research.
Okay.
My Spanish-speaking colleagues. You guys are playing here in about 40 minutes. Is that right? Sandy Fortier is here as well. She's the executive director of Juno Jazz and Classics. Maybe I'll turn the mic over to you for just a second to give us the details on where we can see these guys tonight and tomorrow.
Sure. Well, tonight we are going to be at the Rookery at First Friday and just mingling, a little bit of playing, and it's a CD release party for Zewel's new CD. So you'll get a chance to get up close and personal. And then tomorrow is the big show, the concert, and that's at 7:30 at Centennial Hall. And that will have the jam bake sale. It'll have a bar. It'll have you can buy Zewel's new CD. And then we have a big, huge announcement. It's a good announcement.
A big announcement tomorrow from Juno Jazz and Classics.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a hint?
It's really good, and it has to do with the future of jazz and classics.
All right. So that's 4:30 tonight at the Rookery CD mm-hmm. release party. Zewel, you were telling me tomorrow, 7:30 at Centennial Hall, that concert is about your colleague, Alfredo Montero. Tell us about how you met this guy and what we can expect tomorrow.
Well, I actually want to go back 1 second because when you say CD release party, this is the worldwide release today of that CD.
Wow.
This is the first place I've ever played on Earth that CD is now part of the world. It's a very cool CD of Schumann and Brahms and Bloch and Bruch with the North Carolina Symphony with the Brahms Double Concerto, as well as the Philharmonia in London, England, with the Schumann Concerto. So I'm really, really proud to have it unveiled in Alaska, and especially here in Juneau, because it's very special to me. And most people in this state have heard me play those pieces. In fact, I played the Brahms Double with Paul Rosenthal throughout Alaska a few years ago when I was able to carry the torch further with the Sitka Summer Music Festival.
Well, it's an honor to have you here, and thank you for gracing us with the music as well here on KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon World Premiere with Zewel Bailey.
Now, back to your question. being a curator or an artistic director, I am always trying to find interesting people that have interesting lives and make it very personal. I don't think even though you might think I'm cello-centric, I don't think that way. My biggest thing is that I want to feel them when they play. I asked Paul Rosenthal one time who some of his greatest performers in history were. He heard everybody. And he looked at me straight in the eye and said, "It's very easy, my friends." Mm-hmm. So I began thinking of things differently in concerts and how personalities can really change the dynamic and the temperature of a room. So when I come up with an idea of a program, it's generally multifaceted. This was a long celebration of a friendship. I met Alfredo in 1998 in Santa Barbara. He is a conductor. He is a wonderful educator. He is a wonderful performing pianist. He subsequently has gone back to Spain, where he was born, and runs a music festival and also heads a conservatory of music in Mallorca. So he is responsible for the cultural landscape of his own country and his own place of origin. So he knows the importance of what a program needs to bring to the table. So I said, "I'd like to focus on Spain. I'd like you to be that person. What do you think?" And he began telling me about all of these different composers that I've learned so much on this tour about different periods of time that Spain had wonderful composers and some that didn't, time periods that wise. They lacked in certain time periods. But he basically curated this program, the guest curator, and put together a cello and piano tour. And we did that so it would be highly mobile. It wasn't that in fact, it's not even true. We have a piano quartet. We had lots of other things, violin, yep. Viola. We had about five or six musicians. In this particular case, we put together a hodgepodge of Spanish things, Russian things, American things, to try to bring the world together after we've been focusing on Spain so much. So Alfredo is you want to talk about what I just played? That was actually very important to this
Just played Pablo Casals' The Song of the Birds, which is a traditional song from Catalonia, for a region in Spain close to France. And this was the piece of music that Pablo Casals arranged for an appearance in front of the United Nations in the 50s, and it kind of symbolizes peace as a concept in a moment in history where, you know, pretty much like today maybe, peace was at stake and at stake at that moment. So, yeah, Pablo Casals is a representative of some of the music that we've been doing in the last few weeks, all the way from El Paso to Mesa, Arizona, to Spokane, and then here in Alaska. Pieces by composers like Joaquin Rodrigo, Joaquin Turina, Granados, and Pablo Casals. It's a representation of my home country, and as he said, we have very intense periods of musical creation, but also gaps in our musical production that are also kind of symbolized in this presentation through stories that we might be able to share with the audience during the performance.
And the feelings are so kind of deep. So the reason why I played that, and I kind of whispered at you why I was playing that before we started, was Alfredo met me in El Paso, Texas, right after the massacre had just happened with this wild gunman who came to town. And they asked me to play at the memorial service where they read the names off in front of a stadium of people, all the loved ones of these people. And we were talking about what does one play where, you know, you don't want it to be depressing, but also you've got to kind of encapsulate a moment where everyone's numb.
Wow.
And that piece, The Song of the Birds, came to mind. And that's going to be featured on tomorrow's recital, by the way, in the arrangement with cello and piano. Obviously, for the reason why I just did what I did and played sort of the piano part was because that's what I did at that memorial where there was no keyboard available.
You guys, I wish we had about another hour to sit here and talk about music, but we have about 25 seconds left before All Things Considered starts. I want to thank you both so much for coming into the studio today. You can see these two musicians tonight at 4:30 at the Rookery Cafe, or tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. at Centennial Hall. JunoJazzAndClassics.org is a good place for tickets, Sandy?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, thank you so much, and thank you for playing this music right now
thank
as
you
are.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you.